Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Have you ever wondered what happens when spirituality meets raw, honest, and unfiltered curiosity? Today, we are joined by Elias Marty. He is the bold voice behind Politically High Tech. While his podcast often explores politics, technology, and culture, Elias also dives deep into the spiritual side of life. He's not afraid to question belief systems, challenge old patterns, and open up conversations that spark awakening. So Elias brings a unique lens. He mixes discernment with open-hearted curiosity, creating a space where listeners can expand their consciousness while staying really grounded in truth. With him, spirituality isn't about lofty ideas. It's about how we live, heal, and grow in real time. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship, and a big shout out to our audience and our fans. Please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Elias, how's it going?
Everything is going well. I am just healing, in quotes, for another from a lengthy podcast interview with a lovely lady and who challenged me in a healthy way in politics. So now I'm going to be challenged spiritually. So I'm in a challenging path, so to speak, but not in the conflicted kind of way, more in a healthy dose, constructive kind of way.
She challenged you in politics. That's brave. I won't go there. I said I won't go there. I won't do a politic podcast or a religion one. I just can't.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that. And I don't recommend you follow me, people. Now, I'm not pushing that. It's just that's where I'm coming from. But otherwise, I am doing great. And I am willing to be challenged in the spiritual topics, you know, spirituality. Because I think great conversation comes with challenges, ironically, you know. But if you just keep going and say, yeah, it gets dull. There's no growth.
Those people are so boring.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, that's great. I mean, I got some of that, but I try to spice up entertainment, all of them, even though it was spirituality. But I'm like a kid in a candy store because of spirituality. I'm like, I learned new things. Ooh, I didn't even know that was a part of it. Ooh, wow. I'm more excited, definitely not afraid, but definitely more excited. I can't wait how I'm gonna be challenge and all that, because I'm just practicing it. I'm not going to claim to be an expert, and I don't mind being challenged, because I'm here to learn and grow, especially spirituality, because I know life without spirituality, and it's not pretty. This has come from someone who used to be depressed for 2 years, so I know what it's like, and being confused and questioning everything, removing your old identity, it's scary. This is why people cling to the familiarity, no matter how toxic it is, because their identity that they've been molding for their lives is just, oh, if I break this, am I gonna die? Am I gonna lose my mind?
Yeah.
You know, I understand. I had those same fears myself, but you know what? It's not bad. Just, I say, pace yourself. That's the thing people forget. Pace yourself.
Elias, have you gone through an awakening?
Not yet. I'll say I've been incrementally, whenever I have time, of course, I'll be doing the spirituality. I do the affirmations, those kind of things, and definitely challenge my brain, because my brain is a mess. If you dig in there, it's a mess. It has positive and negative forces in their own battlefield waiting to fight each other for control, if you will, especially the thoughts, negative thoughts, positive thoughts. They're fighting for their dominant attention. That's where my brain is at, if you want full transparency. I want one side.
You
want
to know something interesting? Is both sides of your brain are like separate brains, essentially. And one side is the healed side, and one side is the trauma side. And you can actually learn how to speak to both sides of your brain.
Well, that's enlightening, because I think, you know, this is going to be strange for me to say this, but I think even the trauma side of the brain has its purpose. I don't want to be Pollyanna to the point that, a meteorite could be coming down, destroying Earth imminently. He's gonna be okay.
No. The more dominant side is the one that takes over. So if you are dealing with a lot of traumas, that's the side that's going to try and dominate your life. And then once you start healing, then the other side starts to be like, whoa, well, wait a minute. And then that side starts to fight the trauma side, because the trauma side is like your wounded child, your wounded inner child, essentially.
And I've been mentally cuddling it, and it's becoming more visually clear. I said, I need to heal this inner child. I've been so neglected, this inner child. I mean, you can't escape it, your inner child. I mean, that's just part of you. You want to try to deny it. That you do you, but it's not very. If you want to go to the true path of healing, it needs to be addressed. Unless you want to break your trauma, go right ahead. I don't recommend it, but you do you at the end of the day. Freedom is chaotic. And you're free to make bad choices. But me, I want to heal my inner child. I realized I was neglected. I said, wow, I did just put up with stuff just to get things done. I was so mission driven. I didn't take care of myself. I'm realizing that now. So I gotta heal my inner child. I even let my tear I let my child tears even come out. I haven't flowed for years. I said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, my inner child. I've neglected you. I just let the conscious, quote unquote, adult, mature, worldly me have been the driver of this car for too long while leaving the child neglected for years. And it was crying out. My anger, I was starting to get angry outbursts. I was being more irritable because it's wrong, but I just said, no, I gotta be mature. I gotta be quiet. I get what I want eventually. But the inner child was just raging and yelling. And this is so wrong. Why are you letting this happen? I finally listened to it, so they just keep drowning that voice. And I think healing, that's part of introspection, right? Because you meditate. Find quiet because it's a lot of noise. That's an obstacle. All this technology and social media and traditional media wants to, of course, get our attention with you already, I think, mentioned earlier, darkness. I mean, that's what social
Corrupt our
media.
attention. Yeah.
Yeah. No, really, exactly. And corrupt our attention, distract us from our path of healing. So this is just personal journey. And I don't mind sharing it here. This is the right space to share it. I teared, I let it out. So, oh, I gotta be careful. Yeah, I need to protect my inner child much more often. I've neglected just by being this mature adult, easy to get along with. This is what my day job is. Oh my goodness. I let it, I didn't protect it. I was neglectful even. So,
Well,
that was an enlightening moment for me that. Yeah, I've healed from depression, all that. That's an old journey, but this is my current journey that I'm going through. I say, yeah, so I could push back without being so vicious. So going from too passive to too vicious. I have to have that light switch. It doesn't know how to balance itself. So yeah, I could defend, not even defend, be assertive. Without, without all the vitriol and yells, oh, you SOB, but you fill in the curse word, fill in the blank with a curse word, and all that. But that inner child needs to be defended more often. And if I get
yeah.
pushed back, if I do isolation, so be it. Those are not the right people for me then.
I agree. So Elias, you mentioned something that's really honest and raw, and that's when you start healing, you notice that you can't pretend to be something you're not anymore. And the way the world is changing in is that the level of consciousness is hiring. And people are waking up, and people are going through this spontaneous healing, and they don't even understand what's happening. So they're waking up and they're feeling like they're so lost, they're confused, they don't know who they are, they suddenly don't love their life anymore, and they have no idea why. Have you been finding that you've been feeling any of this energy that's in the world right now?
If I'm gonna be honest, yeah, I lost. Yeah, I mean, it is another point I didn't point out that I feel fatigued. You can have good sleep, good whatever, eat right, but you're somehow fatigued. I've been going through that recently. You may not notice about the podcast because my manager pumped that energy and for the content, the stereotypical social media influencer, insert that, say cringe all you
And
want.
we're vibing off each other right now, so we're
Right.
feeding each other.
Right. But I've been feeling fatigued because, yeah, I this is a transformation. It's scary. It's scary because I'm in this path that some of the old relationships I have are gone. That's a risk, a reasonable risk. And but when you reflect honestly and deeply, they're not relationships, they weren't meant for you. They're, and people, we when we go out there, we a lot of us put on a mask. We act like who we are, who we think we are. And I was doing that to even keep some of these friends, but I meditate, it's just, what am I doing? I'm corrupting my priorities, and not just focus priorities as well. So, no, let them leave me. Let them go. That's a sign of freedom too. Let people go. Don't cling to them. Clinging, desperation. No, that's not freedom. That's toxic. That's toxic, and that's imprisoning you and to some extent the other person. Of course, not literally, of course. But spiritually, it's just let it go. Something
Zero
new and
attachments.
better, right? And those attachments, yeah. And a lot of
Attachments
attachments
are
are.
the things that are harming us the most. Because if you're attached to something, it's basically sucking energy from you. And what you're experiencing with the fatigue is a natural healing response. So in our crazy world, we are meant to believe that we have to hustle. We should be energized all the time. If you're not, go chug 2 ounces of the strongest shot of espresso in the world so you can get your energy back so you can crush the rest of your workday. It's like if you don't play hard, you're not going to win. That's what we've been driven into our brain our entire lives. And it's actually really powerful to do the opposite, rest and recharge and give your body what it needs. That's actual real energy. But we've been told all these lies for so many years. Everything is so backwards.
I agree, and this is so timely for me. That's what I need to hear. This is me and others who are going, this is exactly what I need to hear. Look, it's not what you want to hear all the time, it's what you need to hear. I want this, I want that. No, sometimes your wants is even toxic and it creates new attachments. For those of you who are fatigued, and I was born into this lie as well. Hustle and bustle until chop to your drop, all these interesting sayings that just get you going and going and going until you crash. No, resting. And it's okay to rest. It's not a crime. You're not weak. I mean, without it, what are we gonna do? We just get keep hustling and bustling to death? That's what's gonna lead to. I mean, it's gross and it's dark the outcome, but I'm also like to be honest and raw about it. Do you want to keep doing that? Me? I certainly don't want to. I did the hustle and bustle for, I would say, 5 years. It's catching up to me. That's why I'm resting more and being more strategic and definitely paying attention to me. It may sound selfish, but it's actually productive and you can help others out and you can make more positive impact with this rest. Because if you hustle, bustle, a little rest, you're going to get irritable. Well, let me just use Lisa for example. Oh, leave me alone. I don't want to talk about it. I'm so cranky, everybody, getting enough sleep. I keep drinking that super strong espresso, and you're gonna crash. And it's ridiculous. We need to put everything to perspective, reach the balance, and I'm not advocating for slothness either. That's the other extreme. None of that either. Just be productive. Get some rest, balance things out, and cut off garbage that's not serving you. That's the thing I could say. Reduce garbage. It could be watching too much, I don't know, television or Or getting, just distracted with social media news. That's another one I push. Like news in general, could limit that to 5 minutes if you can. Limit it to weather or something like that. And then if you want shameless plug-in, the new paper. The new paper, it's straight to the fact news. The longest read is 5 minutes. And if you're just even more selective, it's even 1 to 2 minutes. If you want to see what's going on, stocks, politics, sports, all of it, short form. Instead of just doom scrolling and even channel surfing for hours, that could
Yeah.
definitely save you some time. So a little shameless plug-in, but it does tie into what I'm saying regarding cutting the junk.
I agree. And you know what? Part of spirituality is the hardest part, in my humble opinion, is the unlearning. It is being okay with not hustling. It's being okay with not knowing what's going on. It's being okay with being in the current moment and not attaching to any outcome. And that's really, really challenging if you're, especially if you're doing it on your own and you don't understand what's happening.
You know what? I was thinking of that as like unlearning. Yeah, I knew it was gonna hit to unlearning because it's true. You learning new things can be challenging sometimes, but unlearning is so difficult because we attach our identity. We've been doing it for years. But what if I do if I don't hustle and bustle? I have some family members that are like that. But I managed to solve one of their problems. I was just gonna give shout out to my mother. She was more like a busybody. She liked to just move and get things done. But I mixed her personality, her active personality, with something she loved to do, and that is a secret sauce. And she's not as drink. She does a lot, but she's not as on drink. She gets tired, of course. She's a human being and she's much, older. But I said, get some rest, mom. And then that's it. She don't. She's not overly stressed. She's not going through this constant fatigue and with job demands. And that's a, so help. Just help out the senior center, and that's was a click. Because she likes to be productive. She likes to be social with. And that's another thing. Go what's compatible for you. Solutions that are compatible to the person. Because not everyone wants to
Yeah, the
jog.
right
Not
path is
everyone
going
wants
to
to.
energize you.
Right. And me is more meditation. That seems to heal me when I have a headache, come from a hard day. Meditation, just silence, that heals me so much faster than ironically did exercise, even though I gotta exercise and lose weight, just to be fully transparent. But I meditate because that's what calms me down, because I have 20 different thoughts happening at the same time. It's not healthy at all. Let's slow down. Slow down, slow down. And then the right, and then the mind. And once you kind of reboot your mind, the right things start popping up to you. Once everything gets played, oh, I get to do this and that. Oh, there's a reminder for this. Oh, I gotta contact this person. I gotta shop. Oh, I want to shop for A, B, C, and D. Yeah, then instead of just thinking 20 different, jumbling through multiple thoughts at once, your attention. Divide attention, which it's a nasty competition. Yeah,
Thank
put
you.
them in the current place. Yeah, it's. I mean, if your brain is like, I would say Grand Central times 100 with all the people and thoughts coming. Ooh, this is all rushing and bustling. And, no, you want yours to be like a nice, smooth flowing train system. You don't want the Grand Central hustle and bustle and chaos. That's not a good example of a healthy mind. That's an overworked mind, over hyperactive mind. It needs to be, it needs to be calm. I'm sure you could speak more to that.
Yeah, the mind. We need to pay more attention to our heart space. And so we're not our thoughts. And we have to truly believe that and tell ourselves that all the time because we've been programmed and our brain is active. That's what brains do. Brains are Grand Central Station. But you're exactly right when you start meditating and practicing stillness and trying to provide exercise for the brain, then you're going to have more control over how it acts, and you're going to have more control over the emotions that you tie to those thoughts that are just blah, blasé, coming all over the place. But that's what brains do. So it's For me, it's really helpful to be like, oh yeah, that's just my brain. Like I'm separate from my brain. That's how I look at it. Just like if my arm is broken, like I'm not my arm. My arm might be broken, but I'm not my arm, right? So I am my soul. And the soul loves silence. I'll tell you that. The soul loves stillness and meditation.
Yeah, that's the well. There were our three elements, right? The soul, mind, and the body. I think the body, I've come to think of it, is probably the weakest of the three, because once you have control of the soul and the mind, the body just obeys. But if you try to control the
Yeah.
mind, and then, well, you got control of some of the body, but if you got control of the spirit, then there's a whole bunch of chaos going on. Everything goes haywire, just to put it mildly. Yeah, and we are our, I say we all the above. We, even though we all spiritual creatures, I think as humans we forget that we have a soul. We think we're our brain, we think what we do. I think especially men, that tends to be more prevalent. We identify with the job, what we do, more than, weirdest. Soul, this amazingly created creature from God that has, thoughts and thoughts and, unique personalities and features, whether they love it or like it. But everybody's made differently, and that's something that I think even with modern, I love that you point that out, that we are becoming more conscious of that, and that's been a big positive turn, that we are becoming more spiritually aware, and I generally, which I think it's a very that's a huge blessing. So I think the world could just get better once we, let's not lose the grip or get, let's not slack off. Let's keep pushing this, pushing this, pushing it, so the world becomes a much more better place. Wars will become obsolete. Idiotic conflicts will become obsolete. Let's keep pushing this. This is such a good thing. Normally, I would not, to be honest, I didn't think I was going to become this hopeful, even with the stuff going on in this world. But people become more spiritual, people are more open to it, and science is slowly catching up. That's a big thing as well. Things that spiritual has been saying, now science is proving it. They were ahead of the curve, not behind it. Not we not no kooks and craziness. We're not crazy. We were the innovators. We were ahead. We were ahead of the curve. So there you go. Take that, you atheist scientists, or backward, classic, no, not even classic, fossil Christians. There you go, fossilized Christians. Take that. So that's what I'm gonna say to that. I still love you. Even though it's tough right now, you may not feel it, but I'm a tough lover. I will say like it is. I don't always hug or be soothing. Sometimes I say things that you're not gonna like. It's gonna rattle your demons, but that's okay. As long as you don't get violent, I don't get violent, we are fine.
Yeah. I have a question for you. So sometimes people confuse spirituality with toxic positivity. What do you think of that? And how do you separate the two?
Well, toxic positivity is that crazy example that the Pollyanna's, I need to be aware. Well, the meteorite, what's coming, is going to destroy the town. Toxic positivity is delusion. Okay. It's people could, with a sober mind, could easily see this person has lost their minds. I think New Yorkers are the greatest detectors of it. I mean, or sometimes it's actually a curse, because we think all happy people are toxic. It gets so overboard. So actually, let me correct myself. New Yorkers not the best, because we think people are happy all the time or just out of their minds, even the ones that mean well.
Yeah,
Spirit
God, I want to
toxic.
stop, pause, or say, why is that? I literally told someone I love them, and like they're like, I don't want to see you anymore because that's crazy. And I'm like, because I told you that I love you as a human being, like that's too much. Why are people afraid of love and like good feeling?
Well, because, well, we're not used to it. We're conditioned to think doom and gloom is the norm, which is a problem. But I see that we are, I can see we are getting out of it. It's going to take time, because people have slower pace than others. I think we need to be patient with those people for sure. But with spirituality, we see what's going on, but we choose not to let our negative, thoughts or even analysis take over, if you will, because toxic positivity, you could sense if they're being too happy to the point that they're delusional, or you're just being toxic. You gotta be happy. What's wrong with you? You're alive and all that. But they don't listen to others. I think spiritual people, we listen, we show more empathy than a happy person. It's like, everything's all right. You lost your girlfriend. Oh, don't worry, you get another one. Oh, you lost your job. Oh, you just get another one. Wait, everything's easy. Everything's easy. That people take offense to that. Well, a
That's
spiritual
true.
person is more patient. They listen more attentively, and I'm sure that we can even give them the right guidance if they're ready. We gotta respect people's choices. They don't make the best choices, but spiritualists, we are more, I would say we're definitely more, we have better empathy and listening skills, and we are more, I would say, socially, of course, socially accept, instead of just a toxic, happy person who's just trying to force their way and just refuse to listen and everything like that. They probably mean well, but they're not expressing the right way. Just see where they at, meet them where they at, and then you build your way from there. So just say, hey, everything is all right, everything's okay. What are you talking about? You're kind of dismissing their concerns. They want to be feel and heard. That's the big difference. I think spiritual people, we are more attuned. We can make them feel heard. And I think that's the one big thing. There's many, but I say that's a big thing. That toxic positivity. They just, who cares? You're happy. Your problems don't mean anything.
So, Elias, as a spiritual person, do you believe that everything is a lesson? Do you believe that every negative thing that happens to you is a lesson?
And I will say honestly, some of them you'll figure out 2 years later. So showing your, because we gotta process our emotions. We are emotional creatures as well. We are all of these things, spiritual, emotional, social, all that encompasses a human, of course, physical. The thing is, yeah, when it comes to negative, I think we should just let our emotions get by, because if we don't, if we try to shove it down, we're not going to turn it into a lesson. It's okay to feel sad or betrayed or hurt or confused. If you want to heal, you need to let that go through. It's okay. And that's part of like me personally healing my inner child, because I didn't let, the emotions process properly. Process, in a more organic, natural way, but and properly, as opposed to I'm gonna be an adult. Shove that aside. Shove it. Shove. Push underneath the rug. Push. And I have to learn that, and that's been so far a challenge, but I'm getting better at it. Unlearn some of the patterns I've built, because these habits are come from a place that they sued us years ago. But they're not suiting us now. So that's why we have to be adaptable and be present. Because habits we build will eventually turn into problems. Like me, shoving things down. If it's like petty and trivial, fine, just push that away. But if it's big conflict that it hurts you, but yet these emotions keep bubbling up, that good habit becomes a bad one. So we have to, so we, that's why we need to be present, because we build habits, right? So that build habits or even change tactics based on situation. There's no one size fits all. That's my main point.
I spent 39 years of my life not speaking my truth, not standing up for myself, not using my voice, and the whole entire right side of my body shut down. And then I started healing that. And I'm still, I still, it's still not fully healed. It's been since May. But if we're constantly pushing emotions down and not processing them, that's going to cause more discomfort and disease in our body than anything else in the world. Unpopular opinion in the Western world, but most of our problems are caused from suppressed emotions that haven't been processed. And it's nothing, medication is not going to fix it. Sorry, you guys, I'm just being honest. We have to process our emotions, feel our emotions, and choose the hard path.
You know what? Westerners be offended all you want, but I actually agree because I tried the Western way and it's not very effective. And I appreciate people who are trying new things like naturopaths, and but we really need to listen to ourselves. Because yeah, we like to serve people, we like to do this and that for others, but we need to listen to ourselves, how we're feeling, and especially those who are very caring and very giving, they have a hard time doing that. People who are just very busy, they have a hard time doing that because we're not used to slowing down, and or we're afraid to slow down because we know what's underneath is going to be very challenging for us to deal with. And this is something that I'm just learning how to dig through. Like me, like I said, depression, I'm happy I conquered depression. But you're always gonna have, as long as you're alive, you're gonna always have a new problem. And me is I've been neglecting myself because I'm too busy trying to help other people do other things. And I realize I could do a bunch of things. It's just that I had to cut down stuff that no longer serve me. Okay. And like watching too much social media and analyzing news. And I realize I could do that more efficiently as opposed to getting drowned into deep into the doom scrolling and all that. That's my other side issue. That I'm not that, that the inner child that's neglected my inner child besides my day job's craziness and my own personal craziness of getting to the doom scrolling and channel surfing just to see, let's just try to find what's the most informed opinion. The thing I'd be afraid of, to be honest, is saying something that, oh, I could have done that better. So I don't care the person disagrees with me. So I could have done that. So, oh, now this person sounds better to me because of ABCD. But you know what? You could never be fully prepared with this chaotic time. That's why I learned to say, hey, I just say it and then I'll just change along the way if I find some new information on it. Live and learn. There you go. Live
Yeah,
and learn.
exactly.
And stop being afraid to achieve perfection on your first try. That's the thing that stops many of us. Just live and learn. Just do better. Just keep doing it to get better and better and better and better. Because I used to do everything so excellent at my first try, and about to deal with failures. Ah, why this happened? But now, just know that I have to enjoy the process instead of being married to the ideal outcome.
Yes, I literally wrote that as a social media post today, is we must forget about the outcome, because if we focus on what we're trying to achieve, we're never going to start, because we're going to prolong the start, because we're going to be so overwhelmed by all the steps that we have to get to the moon before we get to the moon, that we're going to be like, oh my God, I don't want to go to the moon anymore because it's too hard. And so we have to learn how to like just trust the process. You know what spirituality to me truly means is having an unwavering belief and trust and faith that God and love is the highest of power. And when we hold on to trust and faith, the world's gonna give us what we're looking for. But if we constantly are focused on the negative and focused on all the noise out there, we're gonna get more of that. It's all about the frequency that you're on. If you stay on the negative train, sorry, everything negative is going to be amplified. When you're on the positive train, it's like, holy smokes, everything's a party. There's strobe lights. You're like, right on, I love this. So we have the choice. It's just, you got to be make a conscious choice on which way you want to go.
Yep, and anything else that's not serving that goal, toss it aside immediately. Because but we got limited time, and the more we keep fooling around and more we want different but keep doing the same actions, how can you expect anything to change? And that's why I'm making more conscious effort to improve on certain things, especially be more attentive to myself, especially when there's a little downtime, a little silent time or like, breathe. I would say take any opportunity, no matter how big and small. I only used to wait for the large ones, even small ones to stop. Heal, reboot. You could do that. Just be strategic about it. Don't make it seem obvious to other people. They're gonna think you're weird, even though personally I won't care for that. But just for those of them that are suspicious of you, just disguise it as something else. And that's a little lie, whatever, but they don't need to know. But you're right. God and love is the God, love, trust, faith. That's something I'm learning to build trust with with God. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been the most trusting person with him, but I'm slowly, just I read the Bible for 2 years, and I'm reading all the spiritual books and people with their with what they need to add to it, and what and different perspectives that I wasn't used to hear. So, maybe that's what's missing. Maybe God was trying to say that, but it wasn't communicated properly because of this is a hot take, all this distortions, purpose distortions, mistranslations, so that everyone won't find the truth. And yep, and I'm gonna say that. I know some people's gonna throw some hate comments. That's perfectly fine with me, but it has played a role. I mean, you know how many times the Bible's been retranslated? I'm sure they had a chance to take out some stuff, and now there's rumors of 7 books that are missing. And guess what? One of them has to do with Mary Magdalene having a strong relationship with Jesus. So, was there maybe there was an agenda there just to make the Bible as sexist as possible? Question mark. Something to think about. I'm sure some parts of the Bible have been censored.
Well,
And
there's talk though that these days there's a lot of men that are practicing semen retention and actually not having sex.
oh yeah, that's been the fastest growing population. Men, I don't want to be that one's no children and no marriage. Yep, then we go far as that. Because if I be with a woman, I have a chance that I'm going to donate the manly ingredient and that kid comes out. A little gross, but that's the cleanest I could put it at the moment. So they're making sure they're not having a kid at all, going to that extreme, especially those that don't want children. And that's going to eventually cause a population crisis. We're already close to there, America. I'll say by next year, I think we might hit zero in growth, and then decline happens if nothing is done, if this trajectory doesn't change, because we are barely growing in the U.S. population, mostly because of migrants. Same migrants are being
That would be
demonized, by the
so
way.
weird if suddenly male and female don't want to have sex with each other anymore.
Well, we could say bye-bye humanity as a species eventually. That's what's going to happen. It's
Wow,
needed.
I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing because honestly, I'm seeing that trend. It's like, yeah, more just more individuality, more independence. But I disagree because some of the, some of my mentors, the biggest spiritualists in the world that I look up to, they don't have a community and they're so individual and they're like, they don't have any attachments, but they suffer so much because they don't have community. And I truly believe that you need other people to thrive and you need a balance of your masculine, feminine, and your other half truly completes you. And I'm currently doing a lot of soulmate work and I left someone in May and to go after my soulmate because they're the other half of me and I can feel them and smell them and taste them. I just haven't met them in the real world yet. But I don't believe that we're meant to be alone. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, the sad that we are even talking about this should be alarming, unfortunately, because we are social beings in the end of the day. A community is a need, and I try to live that isolationist life for 2 years. Don't do it, people. I'm just gonna just give you a simple, just don't do it. Build a community of the right people. I know there's a lot of not great people out there. But you know what? Sometimes you got to go through the trash before you can find treasure. Let's just say you got to dig through the dirt before you find some treasure. And it's going
Make
to be
sure you
trial and
protect
error.
yourself when you go out.
And that for sure. Of course. Yeah, let's not be naive. Let me not use that happy Pollyanna delusional person. Oh, don't worry. No one's going to hit me. Even though you agitate the person just slaps you. Yeah, toxic positivity again. Oh, don't worry about it. While other people clearly see you agitated a crazy person. Yeah, well, what do you think is going to happen? And yeah, no, community is a need. There should be no debate about this. We are social beings. We survive by being a community. Come on, history could easily tell us that. History could easily tell us that. The fact that sadly people choose isolationism, no attachment doesn't mean isolationism. right? I mean, that's the thing. That could be easily conflated with probably some of the extremists, I would say. Yeah, no, the community is a need, capital need. There should be no debate about this. This should be non-negotiable if you want to live as a thriving human being. Period. If you want to be, you want to be isolationist, it's because you choose to do that. You do you. But all I'm saying is, I hope you love nature. I hope you love talking to animals. I hope you love doing all that, because I doubt you're gonna come out sane. If you just think, oh, I could just, I don't know, let me just use a stereotypical male example, just living my video games and internet all day while talking to no one. Good luck with that. I'm sorry, someone turned sociopath and they turned real dark because they think the whole world, because they just think, oh, everybody hates me, I'm against the whole world. And sadly, talk about the, this is why some of this political violence is happening, at least some of them, because of people like that. I'm not gonna blame just men. A few women have done it before. It was almost all males. But anyone who wants to be that isolation, no, it does breed darkness. No, attach it to objects. I get it. I'm slowly detach myself to objects. That used to be my biggest problem. Oh, I like my stuff. I like my TV. I like my game console. I like my certain clothing. I don't care about the natural clothes, but I like my business suits. It make me look so powerful, so important. Things like that. I mean, detach it for that, fine. However, detach it for just everything, even your spirit, yourself. Ooh, nah. Good luck with that. That's all I'm gonna say. I doubt it's gonna work out for you. So your question should even be up for debate. It should be a simple yes, we need a community.
So 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, what day is it? It's October. So in June, I had an awakening, left my entire life behind with basically a pair of shorts, a tank top, my laptop, a desk, and this podcast set. And it was pretty friggin' cool because I had like a mattress to sleep on. It was like an army style mattress in this room, an empty room, no furniture. I had one couch, I had a little tiny carpet, and I was so relieved. It was like I didn't have to look after anything. I didn't have to think about what I had to wear the next day. It was like I knew all I had was one thing to put on, and then I could really focus on healing. It was a wild experience. But I slowly started getting things to help. It was hard having one spoon and one plate, but it was kind of cool. I'm a minimalist now. I feel like the more choices we have, the more confused we are.
Oh, well, I could give the restaurant examples about how confused I have become, especially my favorite place. It's not to attack David's Tea. I love David's Tea, but especially when they used to have physical locations, they literally have over 100 flavors of tea. Tea flavors you wouldn't even believe. You think I'm making them up. Birthday cake tea is the one that I remember the most, because when I drink that tea, it tastes just like birthday cake. So how do you mad scientists do it? How
Yum.
did you do it? And I'd start, yeah, no, it tastes so good. Of course, it's so unhealthy, but it tastes so good. But I was in, choice paralysis because there was over 100. And then I was mooching off, trying all these weird teas, autumn leaf and flavors that, my opinion, I don't think should exist, but here they are. And yeah, I think too much choices does paralyze. It has paralyzed me, but I miss the days. Before I used to say, ah, more options the better. But I think I'm moderate. I say, yeah, I love some options, but I don't want too many options. Before I was like, oh yeah, more options the better. More options the better. Sure. But now I'm beginning to change a little bit. I don't know, it's me getting older, or it's just I realize too much choice is actually a curse, not a benefit. Yeah, maybe reduce it to 5, maybe 10 the max on everything. It should be good to go. Yeah, but 100 choices is just, well, I want to try this. I want to try. I was literally in that tea store for 2 hours trying to decide what I want. So, yeah, I mean, it's a sillier example, but I
that
understand what you
makes
mean.
sense. Like going to the grocery store, it's like, or no, you go to a supplement store and you're like, holy crap, like there's so much to choose from. And you're right, you get like paralysis. The last thing I want to say, though, about spirituality is that what you said about isolation is true, is people who get too deep in spirituality become spiritually paralyzed, and suddenly they're only listening to direction from their higher self, and they're no longer participating in the community. And you're right, those people get really dark really fast, and suddenly they don't trust anybody. And that's a really scary place to live. There's like fear-based spirituality out there that I don't agree with at all. I believe spirituality, in the spirituality of love and just full love, just love altogether. But I went through spirituality and I went through the paralysis. And one night I did this work on my ancestry, my karmic patterns. And at 3 in the morning, these paintings were ripped off my wall by this negative entity. And I'm not kidding you. 3 in the morning, the loudest bang in the world. And this karmic cycle was closed. And I was terrified. I was terrified to leave my bedroom. And I called my mentor and I was like, oh my God, these entities are coming into my bedroom now, or my apartment. And he told me that's a really dangerous place to go. If you just focus on love and light and let them be there, they're not going to bother you anymore. So I had to make a conscious choice in that moment to be like, okay, in this moment, all I believe in is love and light. I believe that they exist, but I believe that we can live harmoniously if I am pure love and pure light. And so that was an experience in itself, but there's a lot of people that they're pushing this fear-based spirituality and telling people to be afraid of the devil. And the devil is real. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying you can rise above if you focus on love.
Oh yeah, absolutely. See, that's a good example of not being a Pollyanna. If you say the devil don't exist, well, guess what? The devil has won, because he is the master of deception. So I love that you said that, because I think some spiritual people are kind of Pollyanna too. Some of them, there are dark forces that do exist, and if we can't agree on that, then I can't take you seriously in this conversation. It's a waste of my time. I can understand, love, light, faith, of course, but we all gotta understand there are dark, maleficent forces out there, and just to ignore that is just, wow, you just gave them easy victory. Yeah, let's just say that, because yeah, they want you to think they don't exist, so they could keep raising havoc and say, oh, I wonder why things happen. No, it can't be the devil. No, they like to keep you stupid, confused, weak. Well,
Because
fill in the blank
suddenly,
negative adjective. Yep.
as soon as you believe the devil doesn't exist, that evening you're going to be sucking on a tequila bottle. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. So we need to be aware what the opposition is. Ignore that it's complete. I think if I'm gonna use a spicy word, if you could, I know you put this on YouTube, so self-delete. You know what I mean by that? Yeah, it's gonna lead you to that. And no, and I can't take you very seriously if you don't think there are dark forces, because I had to confirm with someone I like to, and I gotta give shout out to this woman who does communicate with the ghost, Tina Irwin. Shout out to her. She told me a lot about spirituality. I was like, because some things I was a little skeptical about, I was a little afraid about, but you know what? I challenged my fears anyways doing this stuff. But I like her. I really like her as a guest. And she's helped me, how can I say this, increase have a more precise focus, and even evolve in my understanding of spirituality. So just think, yeah, love, meditate, and all that. I understand why those things happen, but yeah, you obviously communicate love, and that dark force stop terrorizing you, right? Instead of terror of your painting, right?
Well, still here. It still comes, but I'm like, hey, how's it going? I love you. And then it doesn't affect me anymore. Does that make sense?
Right.
I'm not
Yeah, so
afraid of
that.
it. I'm led, we're living harmoniously, and I will show it the door, but I'm not letting it make me scared. Like, I was literally afraid to go to sleep for a while. If I didn't have my mentor, I probably would still be hiding under the bed.
Well, me personally, I'm more of a combative person. But what's a physical bat gonna do to a spirit, right? It's gonna do no damage. Like,
I was just like, let's go.
I'll get the my fear will turn to anger. Get out, you foul creature, you heathen. But no, all those services, but I'm happy you found your solution. So you may,
And I got a
maybe I
cat.
gotta learn
And
something
I
then.
got a cat. And that helped.
You know, I need a cat companion. I think cats are very spiritually attuned animals. I'm happy
They are
about that. So,
divine. They look, she looks possessed sometimes. I'm just like, what are you?
I don't know. Just make sure the dark forces don't take over the cat.
No, I
Right.
protect her every single day. Yeah.
No. Not and well, this is not to Lisa. I preach it to choir when I speak to her. But for those of you who are not aware, or it's okay to be ignorant, but be curious. Don't stay ignorant, or else that becomes a stupidity. Yeah, no, have the cats. Cats, they are our spiritual companion, or they could be our enemy if you're doing the wrong things. So don't get me wrong, the cats can be vicious too. But if you study the cat, study your breeds and know what they could do and feed it and treat it with care, you should be all right. Even if they don't show you love directly, like the way we used to, like the little romantic hugs and all that.
Oh,
No, but
yeah.
they show it different ways. They will tame that evil spirit. That's
Oh,
their way of love.
I'll tell you this, cats choose you. So if you're suddenly having the urge to get a cat and you go to a shelter, you're going to be called to a certain cat and they choose you and they are moody and they know what they want. They're so confident, but they are so loving and protective. And they choose you for a reason. So, yeah, cue the scary Halloween music.
Anyway, in the month of October, how fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I think cats are great creatures, despite I don't care what the hater, I don't care what you say about cats. I'm hyper partisan. Between cats and dogs, I'm team cat. Okay. I don't hate dogs much, but I think I'm definitely more of a cat person. People say my personality is more like a cat. I choose to be friends with a person until you did something always. I'm walking away. I was like, I'll be happy by myself in my corner if I have to be, if I have to deal with nothing but snakes and fakes and haters. I don't need you. I want to be with you. I don't need you. And I will just walk away like a cat. I think I get it. My personality is more related to a cat and all that. Because I know what I want. If you're not giving me what I want, then I'm going elsewhere. Nice knowing you. I don't hate you. And I realize I don't need to use hate to walk away from people. I was going to maintain my dignity, grace, and respect my time. Bye. If you're not,
Yeah.
and so be so. It's been so petty. That's just being so immature. No, it's
Yeah.
not.
Let me ask
It's.
you this, Elias,
Yeah, go ahead.
and then we're going to wrap it up for the day, but where do you hope your own spiritual path is going to lead you in the next few years?
Oh, that's such a great question. I want to say I'm gonna be authentic. I don't know what that means anymore, but I'm sure I'm going to change in some way or form. Maybe I'll be less combative. I'll definitely be wiser. Maybe I'll be more still. But I hope I get to maintain some of the quirks that I've learned to embrace. But I definitely, but for me, being spiritual, answer that. I definitely want my anxious brain to be more tamed, and I want to be, demonstrate love without feeling weird about it. I think that's a Western man, you have a funny relationship with love and emotions. Let's just be honest. I think even more than women. Am I gonna cry a lot in public? Probably not. But I won't be afraid just to be a gentle giant when I need to be. And then if I have to be a calm, militant soldier to get things done, with of course putting the right situations on it, then I just want to be the fine balance of that. Be a loving warrior. There you go. That's the best way to put it.
I love that. I love that. So tell everyone about your podcast and where they can find you.
Well, my potential new listeners and viewers, you can check me out on Buzzsprout. Also, I'm in Apple Podcasts as well. I'm still on Spotify. I'm shocked I'm still there. If you want to listen to me there, go ahead. You can also find me on YouTube, especially for the video content and Rumble. But if you have a spicier take, I suggest you go to Rumble. YouTube, they censor certain comments. I don't believe in censorship, but they do. So just respect their rules because we are using their services. So just keep that in mind. And I also have my social medias at Twitter. I refuse to call it the letter, but that's going to be taken down by 2026. So don't bother with that. You still follow me on Facebook. I'll be creating an Instagram account and a Blue Sky account. But Blue Sky is going to be a trial thing. If I see it's as toxic as Twitter, then that's going to be removed too by probably June 2026.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for talking about your spirituality. And you're going to be back because you're doing a series with us. So I look forward to the next one.
Yeah, my schedule gets a little hectic. I want to get this done as soon as possible when the schedule permits, of course.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it. And to our audience, if you're going through an awakening and you don't have support, I highly recommend you reach out, find a support group. And yeah, to all of you out there that don't believe in spirituality, you're in for a rude awakening because the world is waking up. So it's time we wake up and we are honest with what is actually going on. Until next time, take care, everyone, and have a beautiful weekend.